Hey boys, I gave my humiliation addict a new girlfriend. I figure it's time to be nice to my little humiliation pet. After all, he's been such a good pet. He's done my laundry and made my bed every day. It's only fair for me to be a little nice to him every once in a while as a reward. Every submissive needs to be given treats to make them perform better. So, I told him that tonight he was getting a brand new girlfriend. My pet was very excited to have a new mate in his life instead of pocket pussy humiliation. Subby was super excited of being with a real life woman, but still a little bit nervous. He was uncertain if he would get along with her or be able to please her. I told him that I made sure she met all of his requirements, but since I was his dom, he would have to trust me completely and meet her for the first time blindfolded. Subby was very apprehensive about this, but I can be very convincing. Needless to say, he agreed. I lit some candles and blindfolded him, and he waited for the doorbell to ring. The doorbell rang, and I got up to answer the door. He heard giggling as the two of us both took one of his hands and walked him to the bedroom. My little pet had a huge heart on from his excitement. He told her how beautiful she sounded and how he could not wait to see her. "Oh," she said, "first you have to prove your devotion to me. You're going to make love to me without knowing what I look like. You will not even be allowed to touch me except for your cock. You're just gonna have to hear my voice. Only then, if I am truly satisfied, will you see what I look like." We pulled my subby's pants down, and all 5 of his inches sprang to attention. He was extremely excited. I had my friend pull his cock to the perfectly lubricated pocket pussy that. That was duct taped to the wall. I know. I even put a little hair on it so it would feel realistic to his cock. It's difficult to truly duplicate a real pussy, but then again, it had been a few years since he had a real one. She let go of his cock as he pushed his way inside of her pocket pussy. Or the pocket pussy. "Oh, that feels good. Can you push a little harder, sweetie? Oh, yes. Come inside of me. I need that. Oh, I don't mind if you come quickly. I like men that can't last that long." Just as my subby was coming 2 minutes later, I pulled off the blindfold so he could see what he was having sex with. Both of us died laughing when he saw the chalk outline and a smiley face on the wall. The pocket pussy duct taped to the wall was now dripping with his cum. "Clean up the mess, subby," I exclaimed. "We're gonna go out tonight to pick up some real men." Oh, yes, I can't tell you how much I love humiliation. This is Mr. Simone. And you can read this and other forms of torture at humiliationbootcamp.com. My blog is Kinky Phone Mistress, and you can call 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to humiliating you. Make sure you tell me you're a humiliation addict in the beginning, and I'll know exactly what ways to torture you. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.